It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Wednesday. It's May 1st. It is 2024. We have a interesting seven-game late main slate here. There's some day baseball as well. We're not going to break that one down on the podcast. We're just going to talk about this late slate and the main slate. I will be on Crunch Time on Wednesday morning with Roth and my good buddy Cheese is Good. So if you want to check out our thoughts on the early slate, you can head on over to the Roto Grinders YouTube. If you haven't already, subscribe to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind YouTube. Do that. We appreciate it. The channel's growing and we're having a lot of fun with having people hang out with us in chat. A lot of people already talking. Yeezy, Derek, Dave. I'm sure I'm missing a couple. I almost said Tasteful Tides. I am joined today by my good buddy, Timothy Buell. Tasteful Tides. Tim, what's happening, my friend?
I'm tilting the Bruins, Stevie. I'm tilting the Bruins right now. I was very bummed watching them in overtime. They blew it. And so they go to game six in a couple days.
Yeah, I mean, my Lightning are out. So playoff hockey, I do enjoy playoff hockey. I think it's awesome, and I'm watching the Magic game right now. Having a good baseball night. Ended up with a bunch of Milwaukee, a bunch of Cole Reagans, a bunch of Spencer Turnbull, so we'll see how it kind of ends up. But off to a strong start for the night anyway, so that's always good. And I got to say, I was very wrong about the Giants. I am okay with taking L's, and I was wrong about that one. So Giants looked awful, and it wasn't even like bad. It was just awful. It was just awful. It wasn't bad. It was awful. So Cole Reagans did his job, though.
I pitched Cole Reagans and Logan Webb, so Webb crushed me. So I'm still cashing right now because I have a ton of Brewers, but Webb was a disaster.
It's funny. Keith mentioned Andrew Benintendi, and I kind of made fun of the fact that he only had two home runs, but he just went yard again. So there you go.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota doing some work. Milwaukee doing their thing. Bryce Terang. I told everybody yesterday, like, I was going to get a Brewers hat, and I got a Nashville Sounds hat coming. So there you go. Nice. I'm pumped about that. I just need Spencer Turnbull to have a good outing here to kind of finish off my night and have a good night. So we'll see how that plays out. I have a good team that had like three one-offs that all had really good games with a San Diego stack. So we'll see how that all ends up. But we got seven games.
He's the squad ride pick, right? Turnbull.
His strikeout prop was the. I mean, that would be nice too. But I definitely need him for DFS purposes.
So, oh, okay. I need him. I need him for the squad ride pick.
Yeah. So let's hit the squad ride. And, you know, if he gets the 5.5 strikeouts, that's good too. So All right, we got 7 games, a lot to talk about. Let's jump in and have some fun here. We got New York at Baltimore, 8.5 total. Baltimore is a 156 favorite here. Luis Gill against Corbin Burns. Any interest here in Gill?
Yeah, no, I actually do not, just because his control is so, so bad. I know that he's had some pretty decent games, but against this Orioles team, with his shaky control, I am going to pass pretty easily on Gill.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Gill, like, he has strikeout upside, just in general, but I don't know if I want to play him against Baltimore. Baltimore is a really good team. This is a really tough spot for him. So I think I'll pass on Gill today. But Corbin Burns on the other side, I know, like, he's burned some people this year in good spots. Like last time out against Oakland, he didn't have like a stellar game, nowhere near what we were kind of hoping for. Got squeezed a little bit in that game and had a couple extra walks that probably weren't walks, but it's hard not to really like him in a matchup here against a heavy strikeout Yankees team. It's a boom bust spot. And I mean, I love these kind of spots.
Corbin Burns, I hate to say this on the very first game, but he's by far my favorite pitcher on the entire slate. He's elite against righties. A lot of strikeouts in this Yankees lineup. Judge, Stanton, Volpe, Grisham, if he gets the start, all strikeout over 25%. Stanton's over 30%. Burns has elite control. He's my top pitcher. Overall, this is a pretty strange slate when it comes to pitching. So we'll break it down. But Burns, I think, is the quote unquote safest, and I think he has a big ceiling also.
Yeah, I think he has one of the highest ceilings on the slate. Obviously, we have some top end arms for a smaller slate, like Shota, Yamamoto, Burns, Verlander, Gallen, all on this slate. So we have legit aces on the slate. So I agree with you, though. I like Burns a lot. I think this is a fantastic spot. His price is really appropriate. And yeah, let's talk Yankees bats. If you're not targeting Burns, any Yankees that you like here?
If I'm not targeting Burns, obviously Aaron Judge is always in play. But I mean, I think Juan Soto, just due to his patience. I think Soto would be my favorite, one-off Yankee, but I'm really not a fan of them in this matchup.
Yeah, Burns has done a great job, generating ground balls against lefties this year, and Juan Soto's a ground ball guy, so, that concerns me a little bit. I think if I was attacking some home runs, I think I'd be Judge Stanton, right? The power righties, he strikes out righties at a much higher clip, but he also gives up more hard contact and fly balls to righties. So I think if I'm going to play home runs, I think it's the two power righties here at the top half of this lineup. But I honestly, even on a smaller 7-game slate in a 20-inch max type of build, I probably don't get to much Yankees bats today. Maybe. Someone off
power. I wish I could bet Stanton striking out twice. I wish that was a bet against Burns.
Hey, 1-for-4 with a home run and 3 strikeouts is fine with me. other side of this one, Baltimore bats against Gill. Again, Gill has the strikeout stuff, but he walks people at a high clip. You're always a little concerned about that. But for stacks, a couple walks and a couple bombs and you're in business.
Yeah, anyone with this bat of control, you can always stack against, especially with the talent that the Orioles have. They are quite expensive, but I do like the Orioles quite a bit. So depending on their lineup, but definitely just because they strike out at a pretty low rate and Gill has horrible, horrible control. So definitely guys like Gunnar or Adley are great plays, and the stack is firmly in play.
All right. Moving on, we got Colorado at Miami. No total in this game, but it sounds like Munoz is going to start here for Miami, and Dakota Hudson's on the bump here for Colorado. Munoz pitched about 10 days ago and then was optioned down to AAA. It's really close on being in that time frame that he could get called up, but we'll see if he's going to pitch here or not. But that's everything I've read says Munoz, so we'll go with Munoz.
Me too.
All right, Miami's awful, but Dakota Hudson's pretty bad. Any interest here in Dakota Hudson?
I don't, even though I know Miami is absolutely terrible and it's a huge, huge park upgrade for him. But I really don't, Stevie. I don't want to do it.
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to play Dakota Hudson today, but I am going to throw this like out there for people. Like, Dakota Hudson's a ground ball pitcher, and this is a ground ball hitting offense. So, like, know that is always concerning. Like, if BABIP's in his way, I could see Dakota Hudson pitching really solidly. I'm not playing him. I'm just saying, like, that concerns me. Like, you look at
Go ahead. If I was making 150, I might put him in like 5 or like 3, something like that. But not like in my first 20 lineups. Not even close.
Problem is, like, the Dodgers are facing Zach Gallen. You could make an argument for like Houston, like stacks and Texas stacks being like super expensive. Like, we're going to talk about both those teams. Like, you might not need Dakota Hudson on the slate is kind of what I was getting at.
That's kind of me too.
All right. The other side here, any interest in Rodri Munoz?
So I have a question for you. Yeah. I have a question for you. How is this guy in the majors? He has like an over 20% walk rate in the minors. Like, he looks bad, but he had a great start in his last game in the majors, but his stuff is horrible. It's really, really bad. So I'm shocked. Like, is he some kind of prospect or something?
I'm not very up to date on like Miami's Marlins like prospects. I will say this, like, he has an elite slider and a good fastball. His command just sucks. Yeah. He doesn't have his third pitch awful. Yet. Yeah. He was involved in the Atlanta trade. Gosh, who was it for? I'm looking now because I'm trying to remember. Traded to He used to play on the Braves.
Okay.
And then,
but his minor league numbers are atrocious. They're like unbelievable, like low K rate, high walk rate. It's ugly.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're my thoughts on Munoz is if you're gonna play one of these two guys, right? If you're gonna play Hudson or Munoz, like, both these offenses stink. I personally would play Munoz because he actually has some strikeout upside. He's my favorite play under 7K today. I'm gonna talk about Andrew Heaney, and we'll talk about him in a few minutes as well. And I'm gonna make a case for him. But I think like Munoz is just a guy that's gonna go out there and either strike out 7 or 8 or walk 5. So I'm okay with that type of, you know, ceiling. So the other thing is, like, this Colorado team is a very low walk rate team. They have one of the lowest walk rates in baseball. So that's also really good because they have one of the highest strikeout rates in baseball. So I was going to make an argument for Munoz. I looked at, like, his command's just not great. But the strikeout is kind of what you're playing him for. He has a big strikeout stuff. Again, like, he has an elite slider from everything that I read about him before the show. Elite slider, active fastball, terrible command. And I was looking at it really quick, I was pulling it up, but looking at like the Marlins organization as far as like prospects, I didn't see him. But that doesn't always mean anything. But yeah, I didn't see him.
Yeah.
So again, I know a couple names from Miami, but like, he's not a guy that like
he didn't seem like a top prospect. Everything I read, and then I saw his numbers, and I was shocked.
All right, let's talk bats. Rockies lineup is just really banged up right now. I mean, it's not a great lineup anyway, Any interest here in the Rockies bets?
I don't mind Brenton Doyle at 4,200, Ryan McMahon at 48, but that would really be about it for me. Not a stack for me.
Yeah, Ryan McMahon is the one that I think you can always play Ryan McMahon, especially against a right-handed pitcher. I think Ryan McMahon's really good. I'm not stacking Colorado. Munoz is like the type of guy you would stack against, but not with this team.
I will say Brandon Rogers is pretty cheap, 3,300. He's all right.
It's because he's sick.
I don't know.
All right, Miami side. Dakota Hudson's very hittable. I don't know if I necessarily want to full stack Miami, but like De La Cruz, Jazz, Sanchez, I could see myself using like three mans of Miami in this spot. And like maybe on FanDuel using like a four Miami stack just to, like, because they're potentially cheap. What are your thoughts here?
I wrote the exact same thing down about Miami, is that they are three men for me. So like Jazz, Bell, Sanchez would be my three favorite. But yeah, not a full stack for me at all. Too low ceiling for me, I think, to be a full five man.
Well, Spencer Turnbull just gave up a home run to Nato. Really?
Oh,
that's not the guy you give up home runs to.
Oh, that's gross.
Whatever. All right, strike out the next three and we're good. All right.
How many K's does he have?
Three with 46 pitches. So he needs to get it going a little bit. San Francisco at Boston. No total in this game either, but it does sound like Jeffries is going to start in this one. Dalton Jeffries. So we'll probably see a total here very soon because it was kind of already announced on multiple sites. And then Cutter Crawford pitching here for the Red Sox. Jeffries, we saw him one start against San Diego, absolutely got shelled. Did not miss bats, got absolutely hammered in that start. Any interest here in Jeffries?
No, not for me. Definitely not in Fenway.
Yeah. You know, you get some of these guys. This guy's not really young either. Like, he's been around a little bit. As far as like he made his major league debut during COVID, I think it was 2020. But yeah, just not a guy that has shown any kind of like ceiling. So right. I don't really have any interest in him in this spot. He did have like a 40% fly ball to home run ratio in the San Diego game. It's not going to be anything near that on a normal basis. So like, I don't expect him to get like absolutely shelled, but I also don't think this is a good spot for him. Any interest in Cutter Crawford on the other side here?
It depends on what ownership is like. If he's not going to be chalky, yes. If he's going to be chalky, then no.
He's been a little reverse splitsy this year. Like, he's striking out lefties at a much higher clip, which actually kind of helps him in this matchup because they should have five, potentially six lefties in this lineup today. So Crawford's on my list. I think he's okay. Again, like, a lot of it is just like watching the Giants just stink so bad on Tuesday night and like swinging at air. Cutter Crawford is an above average pitcher. I think he's okay in this spot. Like you said, though, if he starts getting chalky, I think this is a spot I definitely want to be off of him. As far as the Giants bats, anything that you like here for the Giants?
Not really. I mean, they've just been so bad. You could always play Soler, especially in Fenway, but not really anyone for me. Definitely not a stack.
Yeah, I think overall, I don't have a ton of interest in the Giants. I will say, like, I still like playing them when they're outside of, you know, San Francisco. I talked about this yesterday on the podcast, and they really stunk against Criswell, which is just mind-blowing because Criswell is not great. If I don't know how many teams I'm going to build, but like if I run like a 20-incher max, I might have like 5 to 15% ownership on like a mini stack here for the Giants just because I do like playing them. And it is a small slate, and they burned everybody that played them on Tuesday night. So Boston, I love Boston. I think they're one of the top stacks on the slate today. You know, obviously, again, what we've seen from Jeffries so far hasn't been great. It's hard not to like the Red Sox in this spot.
Yeah, I absolutely love them. Devers, one of my favorite plays on the slate. Same thing with Duren. Yoshida's hurt, so we should see Abreu in the good lineup spot. But yeah, I completely agree. I'm high on Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything else to add. I like the Red Sox a lot. Chicago Cubs at New York Mets, 7.5 total in this game. Cubs a slight favorite. Shada against Budo. Any interest here in Shada?
He's the most expensive pitcher on the slate, so I don't love that. He's certainly not a bad play, but I don't like that price tag at all. So for that reason, I think I'm out on him.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite pitchers on the slate. Again, I look at salary after I break things down, and I always do like a first look salary, like when we're on the podcast. But the Mets are not great, and it's hard for me not to have interest in a guy that can miss bats and has just a lot of upside. And like, even if, like, if you look at it, like the Mets get worse against lefties too. So I think this is a spot he could go out, throw six innings, strike out 7+ hitters, and have a really strong outing. So yeah, I know the price is kind of up there, but I had no trouble building a team that I liked with like Shada and Burns before the podcast. So I don't think it's going to be hard to build teams you like, even with these prices. So yeah, I like him a lot in this spot. The other side of this game, any interest here in Buto?
No, I think he's too expensive.
All right, I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to be distracted for the next 8 seconds when the Magic try to tie up the game here against Cleveland.
Buto failed as Mega Chalk, so maybe if he comes in super low owned, perhaps I would, but not really. Not a lot.
I watched that outing, and like he wasn't great. He was almost as bad as the Magic trying to make a layup to tie the game at the end of the game here and miss, but... good defense.
What's that,
I don't even know.
What's that series at?
2-2. Big game tonight.
That's what I thought.
So, yeah, I mean, for me on Jose Buto, he has strikeout stuff against righties. If they do throw a very right-handed heavy lineup, sure, I guess. But I think they're going to have enough lefties in there that I'm not going to want to play Buto today. So I'm out on him, likely. Unless the lineup is something that favors him. But thoughts here on the Cubs bats?
I mean, I guess Hap or Bush. Tauchman at 3,500 is fine. Bad ballpark, so not a great stack for me. Horrible ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Bush getting a day off was probably really good for him. Still, I mean, 282 ISO on the season. He's that guy you play. For upside, we get some, you know, value here with Crow Armstrong at 2,700. He's been hitting the ball really well since getting called up. So definitely don't mind Crow Armstrong as like a cheaper value play here. Yeah, I mean, like you said, Burt Bush. Matt Mervis, like, I mean, this is a guy that he was crushing the ball in AAA. He's eventually going to get it going. If you're not playing Bush and you want to save a lot, I don't hate him. I definitely prefer.
We keep saying that. He never does it, though.
I know, but that's okay. I will say, like, overall, you definitely want to target lefties more against Buto. But, I mean, you can, if you're stacking this team, you could definitely play some of these righties. And the other side, I don't really, outside of, like, maybe some Pete Alonso or JD Martinez, I don't really have a ton of interest in the Mets today.
Definitely,
they're not great against lefties.
No, I have no interest in any Mets.
All right, Magic down 4 with 3 seconds to go. It looks like we're coming back to Orlando down 2-3. And yeah. All right, moving on. We got Washington at Texas. 9 total in this game. Texas a 168 favorite. We got Trevor Williams against Andrew Heaney. Any interest here in Trevor Williams?
Heck no. Definitely not.
We get the quick no from Will, and we get the heck no from Tim. gotta switch it up, right? Yeah, I mean, I'm not playing Trevor Williams today by any means. He's done a great job this year limiting power and not getting barreled. But overall, I think that, you know, this is one of those spots I'm going to pass on Trevor Williams. On the other side of this game, I have some interest in Andrew Heaney today. You know, Washington is a team that is much better against right-handed pitching than they are against left-handed pitching. Andrew Heaney has ceiling when he's not throwing a bunch of balls. We saw it last time out against Seattle. He gave up a couple home runs, but he had 7 strikeouts. He didn't walk anybody. Seattle's a much better lineup than Washington. I think this is one of those spots you roll the dice on Andrew Heaney a little bit. If you're MMEing, if you're playing single entry, you're not playing Andrew Heaney today.
I don't hate that call at all. He definitely has a ceiling. He's got high upside. This Nats lineup is nothing special. So, yeah, I don't mind that at all.
I see chat talking about Arizona and LA. Like, is that like a real thing? Like,
yeah, there's a bee colony behind home plate. Yeah, but it's real.
Okay. I didn't know that was like even a thing. Like, all right,
they probably didn't. They probably didn't either, Stevie, and that's why they can't fix it. So,
I mean, you feel like that's something that like needs to be fixed fast. But it's not easy to fix. I mean, depending on especially like if they're like swarming too.
Derek says it's a lot of bees.
Yeah, I mean, if they're swarming, there's not much you can do because they'll swarm until it like gets dark or cold, and it's not going to be cold in Arizona. So, yeah, interested to see what happens there. I already got burned once tonight by Gary Sanchez pulling a hamstring running to first base.
So did I.
Arizona Dodgers game getting postponed because of bees will just be like the icing on the cake. All right, bats here. Any interest in the Washington bats?
In the Washington bats? Nick Senzel, I guess, would be my favorite. Joey Manassas. But that would really be about it against Heaney.
Yeah, I mean, Senzel, he's the guy that has the power against left-handed pitching in this lineup. So, very interested in him. Like, Manessis, he really hasn't shown a ton of power against lefties. I assume that Stone Garrett will be back here. He got activated and sent down to AAA like 5 or 6 days ago. I assume that he's back here. Like, he's really close to being back. Maybe they're just not using him right now. But with Lane Thomas out and Joey Gallo out now too, I wouldn't be shocked if they call up Stone Garrett today. If they do call him up, he crushed left-handed pitching last season. 246 ISO, 360 WOBA. Watch that news and see if he gets the call up here. I wouldn't be shocked if that happens. And then again, like, I'll keep saying it, Jacob Young, he gets the platoon advantage here. If he gets on base, he runs. Jacob Young and Bryce Turang have been like the two guys that I've played a ton this year as one-offs because they just run so much when they get on base. And then on the Texas side, Texas is one of the top stacks on the slate for me today. Again, I know Trevor Williams has done a great job limiting power. It can't just continue to happen every single slate, so I love Texas in this spot, and they're not overly expensive. Like, yeah, you got to pay up for like Seager, Garcia, and Simeon, but the rest of the stack is really cheap.
Yeah, I love Texas more than Boston, in my opinion. I love Nate Lowe, Seager, Heim, Smith, all those guys. So, yeah, Texas is my top stack on the board.
I don't really have anything else to add. I mean, I like Texas a lot here. Cleveland at Houston, 8.5 total. Houston, a 172 favorite. Tristan McKenzie going up against Justin Verlander. We'll start here with McKenzie. Any interest in him here?
No, I tried to roster him against Boston last time out, and it just it's ugly. I can't do
He's
it.
He's hurt. He's not healthy.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, he's got a torn ligament.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's still pitching, but he is. And just know, like, it's been documented, he's hurt. Like, his velocity is way down, and he's hurt. So, yeah, no interest for me in Tristan McKenzie here. He's finally starting to show a little bit of strikeout upside, but, yeah, he's not 100%. Justin Verlander, talked about fading him last time out about against the Cubs because I was a little concerned about, like, how deep he would pitch, and it was a really good slate. He threw 95 pitches, which is a great sign for Verlander, and they weren't good pitches. He struggled with command a little bit in that game. I think he had like 3 or 4 walks, but he still had like 6 or 7 strikeouts. He's 9,200. He gets a low strikeout Cleveland team, but when Verlander's on, he can strike out anybody. Any interest here in Verlander?
I can't do it. The Guardians just strike out at too low of a rate for me, so I just can't do it at 92. If he was 82, maybe, but I don't like it for 92 at all.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, I feel like Verlander, if he's going to be lower owned, like if everybody kind of gravitates to Yamamoto, Shada, Burns, and like Verlander is going to be low owned, I think that's where I could see playing a little bit of Verlander today.
Yeah.
But he's not my favorite pitcher on the slate. But he also is like a guy, like it doesn't, matchups really don't matter too much for him. He's going to get strikeouts. Like he's a good strikeout pitcher. The command last time out against lefties really concerns me because he's going to go out and face a lot of lefties here for Cleveland. So yeah, I think overall I'm going to pass, but if he is low owned in like a 20 inch or max or a 150 type build, I would get some exposure to him today. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and stack bats against him. I don't really have a ton of interest in Cleveland here.
No, not at all. I don't really have any at all for Cleveland.
Any interest in Houston against McKenzie?
Quite a bit. Not as much as Texas, but or Boston. But they would be number 3 for me just because McKenzie's so wild. So I like Houston quite a bit.
Yeah, I think it's a great spot for Houston. Very interested in them. They're one of the top stacks on the slate today. Tristan McKenzie, again, like, he's not 100%. Houston finally hit the ball a little bit. I mean, we've been waiting for it all year, and finally on Tuesday, they got it going a little bit. So, I mean, I think this is a great spot for Houston.
They got the rookie Looper, in the pool now.
Yeah,
too.
Looper. The Loop.
The loop is 2,800 outfield.
Yep. So like him, I wrote him up on Tuesday slate on Plate IQ as one of my favorite plays because he was available on FanDuel at minimum salary on Tuesday. So I ended up writing him up. Big power, big strikeouts. So you love him against a guy that has a low strikeout like Tristan McKenzie, 13% against lefties this year. So yeah, I mean, the Loop, we're going to call him the Loop. Hey, Jonathan Singel smoked a ball. Again, like, you don't expect that every night, but yeah, that's solid. But
Did he homer tonight, right?
Yeah, he didn't homer. He, like, hit the ball in the upper deck. It was right after the Loop got his first major league hit and just absolutely crushed. But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love Houston. And, like, now we have a cheaper piece to Houston stacks as well. The only problem is, like, I hate stacking 3 outfielders. And like, right. If you are playing the Loop and Alvarez and Tucker, like you're playing 3 outfielders, but on a smaller slate like this, I think it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. All right. We got Dodgers at Arizona, 9.5 total here. Dodgers are 138 favorite, assuming that they get, the game going on Tuesday night and the pitchers are not like flopped around here. We'll go with this. Yamamoto against Zach Gallen. Any interest here in Yamamoto?
I do. I like him more than Verlander for only $400 more, even though Arizona doesn't really strike out. I think Yamamoto is a bit better pitcher, so I like him quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, Yamamoto, for me, like, the stuff is finally starting to show up. You know, I don't know if it was like the smaller spring training and then like going over and playing in Korea for the San Diego series, but overall, like, the stuff is starting to show up. Like, he has at least 6 strikeouts now in 4 straight games, and Arizona is a great offense. You got to attack them, and that's exactly what this guy can do. He can attack this lineup. So, again, like, I hate to keep saying it, but like, ownership matters a ton, especially in this top end. But
yeah,
I think that this is a Yamamoto spot for sure. And then like, Zach Gallen, he left his last time out with like a hamstring. He wasn't pitching great, but he wasn't pitching terrible. He had a couple bad pitches that got hit hard. But like, the hamstring injury, definitely concerning a little bit. I think this is a spot that I'll probably put him on the shelf. It's the Dodgers.
Yes.
He's a great pitcher, but I think this is a spot I'll put Zach Gallen on the shelf.
I can't do it against the Dodgers either, to be honest with you. I just can't do it.
I kind of like the Dodgers stack today. And I'm not – and, like, I am a Zach Gallen believer, and I think he's a very good pitcher. I kind of – like, he has struggled with, like, getting lefties out this year. He's really struggling with, like, hard hits and ISO and WOBA. Like, I think this is one of those spots. They have so many good lefties that – I mean, it's hard for me not to have interest in the Dodgers bats today. They're going to be a low-owned Dodgers stack, too.
I was going to say, like, people aren't going to play Ohtani or Freeman. So, yeah, awesome, right? I love it. Or Muncy. So, I like that a lot.
All right, we're up to 4 strikeouts for Spencer Turnbull through the 4th inning. So, 1 strikeout per inning, that's fine. Just throw 6 innings and we're there. Gets the bottom half of the order next time out, too. So hopefully he can get it going here. Keeps getting guys with 2 strikes and then giving up pop flies. Any interest in the Arizona bats against Yamamoto?
No, not at all.
Yeah, they're pricey.
I like Yamamoto quite a bit. Yeah, they are expensive.
Yeah, like, they're pricey. And with Carroll struggling so bad, it's so hard. Like, he's just off to a really slow start. You know, he has a 45 ISO and a 222 WOBA right now.
I think he's hurt.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday. Keith and I were both saying that, like, he just needs to go to the IL. And, like, even if he's not hurt, take 10 days and, like, figure it out. Like, I don't know. But if anybody for Arizona, Jock Peterson's 4,100, he'd probably be the guy that I'd be looking at playing here.
Or maybe McCarthy.
Yeah, but he's 36. I would much rather play like the Loop, right? Like, who we were just talking about in a better spot.
Yeah.
Like, even McCarthy's like not even like a pivot off of him either, because of like, he's so much more expensive than him. So it's really tough, you know, to find that like pivot in this range where you're like doing it. And I think like going back to like an earlier spot that we talked about, I think my pivot off the Loop is going to be Crow Armstrong here for Chicago. Very similar in price.
I like that quite a bit.
Michael says, if we are voting, I prefer the Arizona Dodgers game plays. I think everyone is kind of in that boat. Unless maybe you faded that game. If you faded that game, I'm sure you're over there going, all right, game, don't play at all. But I'm pretty sure most people are wanting
that game. I faded that game. I faded it.
Oh, there you go. So, you know. I know for one that I did not fade Mookie Betts.
I don't want to win like that though.
Yeah, right. Winning's winning. Listen. There's going to be plenty of times that it goes your way, and there's going to be plenty of times it doesn't go your way. When it's going to go your way, just take it.
All right.
So there you go. But I know I know like my best FanDuel team has Mookie, so I'm like, all right, I wouldn't hate that game to play. My 2 best teams on FanDuel both have Mookie, so yeah, maybe you can get it going. All right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we'll get out of here. Under 8K to get 6 or more strikeouts. Who do you got today?
I got to steal your guy and go Munoz.
Yeah, I mean, that's who I had written down.
There's really
for
nobody
sure.
else, I don't think. Or Heaney, I guess. But
yeah, Heaney's the other one.
If
he's on, he can strike out 6. Those are the 2 that I had written down. So there you go. Over 8K to score under 15. Who is your bust today?
Buto.
All right. There you go. Buto. Buto it is. I'm going to go Zach Gallen. Tough spot for Zach Gallen coming off a hamstring. Hasn't looked great the last two starts. Over 4K to hit a home run. Who is going yard today?
I will go with Devers. Devers.
Oh, I like that one. I did not. We obviously don't ever talk about this stuff pre-show, but give me Tyler O'Neill in that same game. He is off to a really, really strong start. Thank you, Cardinals. He's crushing the ball. I think he has like 9 home runs already this year. So give me Tyler O'Neill. Under 4K to get 2 hits. Who is a cheap bet that you like today?
The Loop.
The Loop. I'll go Crow Armstrong. I had wrote down the Loop. And then Yeezy gave you my cheat code because he told you he was in the player pool. So I blame Yeezy for you taking that answer from me. That's okay. Stack to score 6 or more runs. I picked the Giants yesterday. They scored 0. So I need to get 12 runs today, right? That's how it works.
That's right.
Derek says Flaherty confirmed vengeful. Yes.
He is.
I definitely had his strikeout prop today for what it's worth. Just absolutely crushed. But who's the stack that you got for 6 more runs?
Texas.
Texas. I'm going with my Sox. Give me Boston here. Talton Jeffries just doesn't look great, so we'll see. We'll see how it works out. Giants do owe us, man. I have some really good Milwaukee stacks that had some Giants in it, and I'm just like, oh, just awful. Just awful, man. Just awful. Any player props or pick'em plays that you like here on this slate?
I haven't seen really any props on DK yet, Stevie. So
yeah, they haven't yet. There's not a ton of stuff up yet. I noticed that too. I was looking, and it's weird because a lot of the sites, the sports betting sites, don't have some starting pitchers listed, and we're waiting for them to get starting pitchers listed before we can start taking some stuff. But any lines that you like today?
I do like the Blue Jays. It's an early game.
Okay.
I like the Blue Jays. Yeah.
Early or not, I don't care. That's fine.
Yeah, they're minus. I bet them at minus 130. So I like them.
Yeah, so I like Texas over 4.5 runs. You can still get it at Bet Rivers at minus 117. You can get it on BetMGM at minus 120. I know not everybody has Bet Rivers. So I like Texas over 4.5 runs. Trevor Williams isn't great. Washington's one of the worst bullpens in baseball this year. I think they're 4th or 5th worst bullpen to start the season. So really good spot here to take advantage of Texas. I already bet this one before the podcast, and I like this one a lot. So the other one that I don't mind is Arizona's under runs. I think I kind of like the under on this game at 9.5, but then I just don't fully trust Zach Gallen yet, so I didn't bet the.
I was just gonna say, I don't.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't trust Gallen.
But yeah, my official pick today is Texas over 4.5 runs. Tim, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, thank you as always, Stevie. Appreciate it.
All right, we're gonna get out of here. Hope everyone has a fantastic Wednesday. Again, crunch time. At, I think, 12:15 p.m. Eastern, we'll be breaking down the early slate for Wednesday, me, Cheese, and Mr. Roth. So come hang out with us. Appreciate everyone. Have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.